Yo, what's good? This is Chris Johnson. I got a story to tell you about the Beam Machine. Now, I brought a Beam Machine a couple weeks ago. I go to his house every year for Christmas. If you bring this story up to him, he will go fucking apeshit. He will lose his fucking cool immediately. And he will say a bunch of shit like, "That never happened! God damn it! It didn't fucking happen!" Or when I say shit like, "Hey man, I want to make a podcast about the story of you and the Rumblebee." And he's like, "Are you gonna put a fucking disclaimer at the beginning of the fucking podcast? Is that what you're gonna fucking do? Because it didn't fucking happen?" So there's my disclaimer. Beam Machine says this didn't fucking happen. And I don't care if he says it happened or not, because I so badly want it to be true. It's an amazing fucking story, and I want it to be true. It's incredible. And I just think, like, man, that's too good to be false. So here's what goes down, right? There was a person that Beam Machine and I both worked with, the Rumblebee. And I gotta fucking tell you, I think I hated this person more than any person I've ever had the pleasure of working with. That's a stretch, because the Scarecrow is pretty bad too. But anyway, somehow, Beam Machine got linked to the Rumblebee. Beam Machine is at a party, and the Rumblebee shows up. Beam Machine wants Rumblebee, to sleep with him, or at least sleep over. Maybe fuck, I don't know. We don't know how crazy we're going to get just yet, you know? Party's just getting started. Rumblebee didn't want any part of this. So Rumble says, "Nah, you know, I'm not really into it." And Beam's just like, "You know what? We're going to be drinking here. I don't want you driving home. I want you to be safe." He's pulling out all the stops. He wants this to happen. He wants the Rumblebee to stay over and sleep on his couch or on the bed. I don't know. Maybe they had an air mattress or some shit. I don't know what the fuck kind of setup they have. But I know that he's trying to get the Rumblebee to stay with him. He's trying to get his Mac on. You know, he's trying to get busy. He's trying to get work done. He keeps trying and trying. It's just not fucking working. So Beam Machine does what nobody would do and goes to his buddy and says, "Listen, I'm trying to get Rumble to stay with me, but it's just not working. I need you to give me a hand." He's like, "Okay, man. I know exactly what to do. I know exactly what to tell her. You want to fuck Rumble? I understand that. I'm going to be there for you. She wants to leave. I'm going to tell her something that's going to make her just terrified to walk out that door. She's going to need to stay here and jump your bones as soon as she hears this." Beam Machine's like, "Great." Sits back in the weeds, you know? There's probably, I picture like a couch in the corner of the party. And Beam Machine just slowly sinks back into the cushions as this friend goes into action. Now, let's just say I had a friend, and my friend wants to date somebody. I'm probably going to be like, "You know, he's a good guy. I've known him for years. He's trustworthy. He's funny. He loves animals. He gives to charity." I'm going to paint a good picture of this guy. Beam Machine's buddy, he tried to paint a picture, and I think he painted a really exquisite one at that. However, not quite sure it's the type of photo you want in your mind if, you know, maybe you don't know somebody very well and they're trying to get you to spend a night. So it goes like this. Beam's buddy walks up to Rumble and says, "Hey, look, I just want you to know that I saw him coming out of the shower one day and, puts his arms out, you know, puts his arms out kind of like, maybe about 12 inches apart. You know, the old footlong." He's like, "It's right around here. I just saw it and it was huge. I just thought I should put it out there that, you know, he's got a big dick. I'm just saying. He is a huge penis. He carries his balls around in a fucking wheelbarrow most times in the summer months. But right now they're so fucking big, he's just got them taped to his ass cheeks. He doesn't even have an ass. He's flat-assed. That's his balls, you see, in the back of his pants." Now, I know what you're thinking. She had to have taken that bait, right? Who the fuck would resist that? Well, somehow she did. She fought off the urge. She was told that Beam Machine had a huge penis, and she decided against staying with him and fucking him that night. So Rumblebee goes back to work, tells everybody because she's a fucking asshole, although I'm kind of glad she told us this. Story gets back to Beam Machine. Beam Machine goes fucking crazy. Starts shouting about how it never happened. You know, he's fucking on his knees, fucking screaming at the ceiling like that scene in Planet of the Apes. And yes, I did tell his parents independently that your son had somebody walk up to a girl at a party and tell them how big his dick was. Here's the craziest fucking thing about that. Big Beams and Mrs. Beams, not surprised. Not surprised. Yeah, it's just another Tuesday night for the Beam Machine. Oh, man, I love that fucking story. It's my favorite, and I hope you all enjoyed it. I know one person who didn't, and his name is Beam Machine, and he's listening on Google Play. But the joke's on me, because if you listen on Google Play, it doesn't affect my podcast stats. But if you want to give me actual numbers, you can go to Podbean. I believe iTunes counts my stats. You can go to Google Play if you want. Stitcher, I'm trying to put myself elsewhere. And follow along at Johnson Hates You as well. We're doing this twice a week, baby. Sundays and Wednesdays.